Technology has opened a whole new world for spying on partners and ex-partners. Remember when the portals were limited to reading the private journal or steaming open envelopes? We've all been taught it's an invasion of privacy to read the private writings or correspondence of others. Yet, who amongst us is truly able to forego the illicit read of the email or texts of a suspected beloved? If you use my practice as the sample, the most honorable of people with the most highly developed consciences do not keep themselves from reading the beloved's email when they suspect betrayal or they've been dumped, and they have access to the material. In fact, the reading of the secret emails is so compelling, the partner cannot keep themselves from accessing the correspondence until the portal is taken away from them. So here's how it usually goes. Partner worries there's a problem in the relationship. They haven't been intimate in a long while, or they suspect betrayal for some reason. Then they remember they know the password to their partner's email. Or maybe they suspect nothing, and one day they open their computer or iPad to see their partner has left the screen open to the partner's already accessed email account. Serendipitously, partner finds the access to secret email accounts drops into their laps, and they open the first one and then see the inbox and the many, many emails from one person, and they begin reading. They discover a flirtation, plans to meet, romantic and loving, sweet to nothing shared, complaints about the primary relationship, and now they're hooked. They are compelled to keep accessing the emails to read more daggers into their heart. You ask why someone would invade the other's privacy so blatantly. Human nature, to protect from self from harm, because the other is seen as having lost the privacy privilege through betrayal and hiding vital secrets, because they can. Usually, the reader keeps their access secret because they know if they reveal their information source, they lose it. They come up with other ways to tell their partner they know the information. They ask roundabout questions to see if the partner will reveal what's truly going on. Eventually, the other figures out their email is being accessed. They change their password, close the account, or open another email account with more privacy. But until the access to reading the email is ripped away, I haven't seen a reader stop reading, even though the reading continues to break their heart, hurt them emotionally, and make them furious. What I've learned as a therapist is to not pass judgment on these readers for reading the private emails of the partner who's betraying them. I've learned just about everyone is capable of being compelled to violate privacy in the same circumstances. The stolen information seems to help the betrayed, except that this has really happened. When the relationship is ending, it helps the reader get to the point of acceptance more quickly than if they continued to hopefully believe their partner's lies. Eventually, the person realizes that continuing to read the emails is only hurting them more deeply. That eventually is always after the legal dissolution is over or the access is removed. I've never talked anyone into intentionally removing themselves from access to the other's email. People really do operate as if all is fair in love and war. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.